Audio Bible, Exodus, chapter 25. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Tell the Israelites to bring me an offering. You are to receive my offering from every man whose heart compels him. This is the offering you are to accept from them: gold, silver, and bronze, blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, fine linen and goat hair, ram skins dyed red and fine leather, acacia wood, olive oil for the light, spices for the anointing oil and for the fragrant incense, and onyx stones and gemstones to be mounted on the ephod and breastpiece. And they are to make a sanctuary for me, so that I may dwell among them. You must make the tabernacle and design all its furnishings according to the pattern I show you. And they are to construct an ark of acacia wood, 2.5 cubits long, 1.5 cubits wide, and 1.5 cubits high. Overlay it with pure gold, both inside and out, and make a gold molding around it. Cast 4 gold rings for it, and fasten them to its 4 feet, 2 rings on one side and 2 on the other, and make poles of acacia wood and overlay them with gold. Insert the poles into the rings on the sides of the ark, in order to carry it. The poles are to remain in the rings of the ark. They must not be removed. And place inside the ark the testimony, which I will give you. And you are to construct a mercy seat of pure gold, 2.5 cubits long and 1.5 cubits wide. Make 2 cherubim of hammered gold at the ends of the mercy seat, 1 cherub on one end and 1 on the other, all made from 1 piece of gold. And the cherubim are to have wings that spread upward, overshadowing the mercy seat. The cherubim are to face each other, looking toward the mercy seat. Set the mercy seat atop the ark and put the testimony that I will give you into the ark. And I will meet with you there above the mercy seat, between the 2 cherubim that are over the ark of the testimony. I will speak with you about all that I command you regarding the Israelites. You are also to make a table of acacia wood 2 cubits long, 1 cubit wide, and 1.5 cubits high. Overlay it with pure gold and make a gold molding around it, and make a rim around it 1 handbreadth wide and put a gold molding on the rim. Make 4 gold rings for the table and fasten them to the 4 corners at its 4 legs. The rings are to be close to the rim to serve as holders for the poles used to carry the table. Make the poles of acacia wood and overlay them with gold so that the table may be carried with them. You are also to make the plates and dishes, as well as the pitchers and bowls, for pouring drink offerings. Make them out of pure gold. And place the bread of the presence on the table before me at all times. Then you are to make a lampstand of pure hammered gold. It shall be made of 1 piece, including its base and shaft, its cups, and its buds and petals. 6 branches are to extend from the sides of the lampstand, 3 on one side and 3 on the other. There are to be 3 cups shaped like almond blossoms on the 1st branch, each with buds and petals, 3 on the next branch, and the same for all 6 branches that extend from the lampstand. And on the lampstand there shall be 4 cups shaped like almond blossoms with buds and petals. For the 6 branches that extend from the lampstand, a bud must be under the 1st pair of branches, a bud under the 2nd pair, and a bud under the 3rd pair. The buds and branches are to be all of 1 piece with the lampstand, hammered out of pure gold. Make 7 lamps and set them up on the lampstand so that they illuminate the area in front of it. The wick trimmers and their trays must be of pure gold. The lampstand and all these utensils shall be made from 1 talent of pure gold. See to it that you make everything according to the pattern shown you on the mountain,